dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and I'm just back from Israel. Actually spent 3 weeks there in May and June, came home and went to Washington, D.C. with Christians United for Israel, and then Israel got involved in a war. And so Christians United for Israel asked for one person from each state to go back and do a solidarity meeting with, go back and in the middle of wartime and say to the Jews, we stand with you. And I just wanted to look in some of the prophecies about Jews coming home and our blessing them. And I'd like to start here with Isaiah chapter 43, if you have your Bible. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Now, it's very important to find out to whom a scripture is written. The Bible tells us in Timothy that we should rightly divide the word. The word of God is called the word of truth in that passage. It can be rightly divided and it can be wrongly divided. A wrong division of the word that is often made is that people look into the prophets, and a scripture like this one, which clearly says it's to Jacob and Israel, and sometimes even at the top of the page, where it gives comments on that page, it will be written that it's to the church. This isn't to the church at all. There are three groups of people, 1 Corinthians 10, 32, to whom a scripture can be written as a group. God can write to the Jews. He can write to the nations, the Gentiles, or he can write to the church. And what is particularly written to the church are the New Testament letters. But this prophet, Isaiah, speaking by the Spirit of God, this scripture that I'm about to read is addressed at the top, not to the nations or the Gentiles, not to the church. It's written to Jacob. Now, when God speaks of Jacob, and the children of Israel, he addresses them as Jacob. It means his flesh lineage, the lineage of Jacob. So God says in Isaiah chapter 43, but now thus says the Lord, Jehovah, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. They belong to him. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee, since you were precious in my sight. Thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. He had told them that if they disobeyed him, they are his witnesses. His first plan was for them to live in the land, Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14, and be blessed. And he gave them this land bridge and what he called the navel of the world. It's a land bridge between three continents, Europe, Asia, Africa. And all the soldiers of the day, all the tradesmen of the day, they pass through this easy passage, the way of the sea, that goes right down through this little land bridge. Some people, you say, what continent is Israel on? They have to stop and think, because it's a land bridge between two continents, Asia to the north, Africa to the south. The southern border of Israel is Egypt, and that's Africa. But Israel is technically Asian, an Asian country. So on this little land bridge, it was his plan number A, plan A. Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, you live in that land and you be blessed, and the people coming through can see that the real God is your God, the God Jehovah. But if you don't obey me, we're going to go to plan B. You are still called to reveal me to the nations, but you're going to reveal me in another way. I'm going to spread you. I'm going to sow you. Diaspora. Spora is a seed word. I am going to plant you throughout all the nations. I'm going to spread you through all the earth. And then, just before your Messiah comes, the Messiah, I'm going to, King James says in Zechariah, hiss for you. But actually what it is in the Hebrew is pipe for you, like a pied piper. There's something going to go off in your spirits, and it's going to call you back to the land. And here's what he says in Isaiah 43:5. Fear not, for I am with thee. You see, even when they were out there and the fire was kindling upon them and they were passing through the waters and things were happening, he kept the Jewish nation whole. That's the biggest miracle of all, that this little group of people, a tiny part of the earth's population, remain knowing who they are so that they could come back home. If Americans were scattered for 2,000 years, you wouldn't be able to find them. But you could find the Jews. Their calendar kept them. Their Shabbat kept them every Saturday, every Friday night, and every Saturday. Wherever they are, even in the most dire circumstances, they're going to separate that day unto God. And then the other holy days, the Pesach, the Shavuot, the what we call Pentecost, the Feast of Tabernacles, all of these keep them. They kept them every year, and they kept knowing who they were. And God says to them, fear not, for I am with thee. This is Isaiah 43:5. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Who did he say that to? Jacob, Israel. I'm going to bring you home. And that's what he's doing. And that's what he started doing really at the beginning of the 20th century, end of the 19th century. He started bringing them home. It's the biggest miracle since the Bible times. And it's the action of God. Verse 7, Isaiah 43:7. I'm going to bring you from the north, south, east, and west, everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Who is this him? Jacob, Israel, the Jews, the flesh Jews. They are formed for his glory. They're coming home right now. And sitting in that little land, surrounded by terrorists, surrounded by people that would like to blow them off the face of the earth. But they're sitting there, created for God's glory. And I know that God's glory is going to shine. Now begins another word. It's on the same line, but it's another word. I have a Bible that marks out the prophets just didn't sit down and write a book. They got words from the Lord. And my Bible, it's very easy in the Hebrew Bible because their spacing tells you where a new word begins. And the Bible that I have marks out where one of these new words begins with a paragraph sign. And so here comes another word on the heels of the word we just read through the prophet Isaiah. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Now, this is Billy Graham talking. Who are these blind people? They have eyes, but they can't see. They have ears, but they're deaf. Who are they? Well, let's go to the next verse, verse 9. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let all the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, this is the truth. So he says, gather up these nations. Gather them up. Gather up the peoples of the Middle East that are right now fighting against Israel. Gather up those nations of Europe. You should read the Newsweek magazine, August 8th, how the Jews are being drew hatred, how they're being so mistreated in Israel. In Europe. So God says to all these nations, be gathered together. Let's see if you can show us former things. Let's see if you can show us how things are going to turn out. And if you can't, then you say that what I say is the truth. And God addresses the Jews in verse 10. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen. The Jewish people are God's witnesses. The Jewish people are God's witnesses that the book is real. He told us things in this book that would happen before they happened. He told us that he's going to bring them back from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and he's done it. Even to the north, straight north of Jerusalem, is Moscow. And I can remember that Iron Curtain. I went behind it. We ministered to the underground church. We saw the refuseniks, the Jews that weren't allowed to get out. But God pushed over that Iron Curtain, and he brought the people home from the north, just like he said he would. And God says in verse 10, Isaiah 43:10, you are my witnesses, saith Jehovah, the Jewish people, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Jehovah. There's none beside me, no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed, when there was no stranger, no strange among you. Therefore, God says this again now, verse 12, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Verse 15, I am Jehovah, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. And then this magnificent verse, verse 10, you are my people, my chosen. They're called his chosen people from this verse. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. And you can know it. You can mark it down. God's unchanging purpose for his chosen people is that they shall show forth his praise. They used to say this, it ain't over till the fat lady sings. This thing ain't over till the last of the book of Revelation. And you can be sure, you can mark it down, no matter what your doctrine is. It is written, these are my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. This is Billy Brim saying to you, we bless Israel. We stand with Israel. Go online, billybrim.org, B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M.org, and watch for about our recent trip. Shalom, shalom.